It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A high-profile performance in Iran by the Tehran Symphony Orchestra to play the national anthem before a major sporting event was canceled at the last minute because there were female musicians. Conductor Ali Rabari said he was told 15 minutes before the orchestra was scheduled to play that the show could not go on. He said, "All of a sudden they announced women cannot play on stage. I was offended. We either play all together or we leave," Rabari said. Efforts to resolve the issue failed. Women have been banned from singing solo in public since the Islamic Revolution of 1979, and female Iranian musicians have often been stopped from performing, but Thursday's refusal was the first time a performance by the symphony, one of Iran's oldest, had been canceled because of its female members. If you love the holiday music and aren't afraid to say it, you might enjoy reading Annie Zaleski's piece in Salon that complains about all the complaining about seasonal music. And she says holiday music is the best part of the celebration. You don't have to buy, sell, eat, or untangle anything to enjoy it. In fact, she says complaining about the premature festival onslaught has itself become a seasonal tradition. While a constant loop of holiday classics would get old if played for months on end, the anger toward this music's arrival is somewhat ridiculous, she says. First and foremost, because nobody's being forced to dial up a specific radio station and listen to seasonal tunes. Although some songs haven't aged well, she said, looking at you, problematic baby, it's cold outside. It's not like this music is the kind that generally provokes negativity or promotes unwholesome ideals. At its core, she says, secular holiday music is calibrated to invoke comforting, flashbulb memories of family, romantic love, and idea of home. Burl Ives called it the best time of the year, a period driven by conviviality and communion. And according to Zaleski, he's right. Check out the whole article at www.salon.com. Be listening later this week for the start of holiday music on Classical KBOX, starting up on Friday, December 4th. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.